Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Evergreen Revolution, Foundation of Sustainable Agriculture. The participants are Professor Ramesh Chand, member Niti Aayog, and Tina Jha, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference on Thursday, 7th of August, at ICAR Pusa in New Delhi. The event was a celebration of Professor Swaminathan's visionary leadership and a reaffirmation of the collective commitment to building a sustainable, equitable and hunger-free world, an era rooted in the concept of biohappiness.
Our major aim is to integrate the principles of environmental sustainability and social equity into all aspects of technology development and dissemination.
Centered on the theme Evergreen Revolution, the Pathway to Biohappiness, the conference honors Professor Swaminathan's lifelong commitment to food security and sustainable agriculture. In his address, Prime Minister Modi highlighted Dr. Swaminathan's pioneering role in making India self-reliant in food production while remaining deeply committed to environmental sustainability. The Prime Minister called upon India's scientists to draw inspiration from this legacy and seize the opportunity to create new milestones.
Dr. Swaminathan ke saath mera judav kai varshon purana tha. Gujarat ki pehle ki sthitiyan bahut logon ko pata hai. Pehle wahan सूखे और चक्रवात की वजह से कृषि पर काफी संकट रहता था. कच्छ का रेगिस्तान बढ़ता चला जा रहा था. जब मैं मुख्यमंत्री था तो उसी दौरान हमने सॉइल हेल्थ कार्ड योजना पर काम शुरू किया. मुझे याद है प्रोफेसर स्वामीनाथन ने उसमें बहुत ज्यादा इंटरेस्ट दिखाया. उन्होंने खुले दिल से हमें सुझाव दिया, हमारा मार्गदर्शन किया. उनके योगदान से इस पहल को जबरदस्त सफलता भी मिली.
The Prime Minister also used the opportunity to reaffirm that the welfare of farmers is the nation's highest priority and that his government has always considered the strength of farmers as the foundation of national progress.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है. भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा.
On this program today, we'll talk about how the government, through numerous policies, is empowering farmers, how the irrigational risks and challenges are being addressed, and how the idea of biohappiness, introduced by Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, is bringing transformative change to the lives of local communities. However, before that, let's listen in to Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who was also present at the inaugural day.
Jeevan vastav mein uska hota hai, jo desh ke liye jeeta hai, samaj ke liye jeeta hai, auron ke liye jeeta hai, दुनिया के लिए जीता है. और ऐसे ही एक व्यक्तित्व थे श्रद्धेय स्वामीनाथन जी. 1942-43 में बंगाल के अकाल के कारण जब लाखों लोग भुखमरी के कगार पर पहुंच गए थे, तब उनका हृदय व्यथित हो गया था और तब उन्होंने अपने आप को समर्पित कर दिया खेती के लिए, किसानी के लिए और भुखमरी मिटाने के लिए. और उसके बाद जो हुआ यहाँ बैठे सब लोग जानते हैं. 1966 में मेक्सिको से 18,000 टन मैक्सिकन गेहूं आया था, जिसको मिश्रित करके पंजाब की किस्मों के साथ एक नई संकर किस्म गेहूं की विकसित की थी. और उसी किस्म के कारण एक साल में 5 मिलियन टन से बढ़कर 17 बिलियन टन गेहूं का उत्पादन हो गया था.
Also present at the conference was Professor Ramesh Chand, member Niti Aayog, who joins me now for a conversation on Akashvani. Professor, thank you for your time. Welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
Professor, so let's start our conversation with the theme of this centenary international conference, Evergreen Revolution, the Pathway to Biohappiness, which was also Professor Swaminathan's vision for sustainable and equitable development. How do you think have we blended this vision now into our national mission of productivity with sustainability, at the same time prosperity for our farmers?
This green revolution technology, very high yielding kind of technology, but at the same time, it is a resource intensive technology. It requires more water, it requires more nutrients, and it draws more nutrients from soil, it affects biodiversity. And in many cases, we find that there is a over-exploitation of natural resources. Therefore, it is very, very important from sustainability point of view and to protect interest of future generation that we keep a balance between technology and health of planet, health of our natural resources. In fact, Dr. Swaminathan perceived these challenges as early as 1980s, and he started writing about second generation problem of green revolution, third generation problem of green revolution, and he emphasized paying attention to nature's capital. In India, since we have this wisdom in Dr. Swaminathan much earlier than people at other places started looking at challenges of green revolution technologies, so we started many initiatives. So one was this sustainability initiative, under which we have several missions, climate missions and many other kind of mission to pay attention to sustainability. Then also natural farming, particularly under this government, alternative way of farming, natural farming. Also in terms of energy, we are talking more and more of solarization of agriculture, reducing emissions. And we also have this nationally determined contribution to emissions. And we have been promoting missions to promote natural friendly production, natural friendly cropping pattern. Right. Like you might have heard about missions on pulses, because pulses are nature friendly crops. Also mission on oil seeds. And in case of the conventional green revolution technologies, there is talk of some innovation so that we draw less and less from nature.
Absolutely. And in today's context, we've seen how this concept of evergreen revolution has evolved, particularly in terms of addressing climate change, biodiversity loss. But I'm curious to know, what role is the technology playing in helping the farmers adapt to climate change and build climate change resilient agriculture?
There are many ways. Let me give you some example. 3 years back, we got a big shock and yield of wheat suddenly declined in some places by 20%. But then scientists were already developing varieties of wheat which were tolerant to terminal heat. Terminal heat means heat at the time of maturity of wheat in the month of March and April. So in the next year, after that shock, they released that varieties which has internal capacity to tolerate high temperature in the month of March and April. This is just one example. The second is by promoting efficiency. So if we promote efficiency, then if now we are using 40 kg of nitrogen to meet nutrition requirement of the plant, but if we are able to improve nutrition efficiency from present level of, say, 60 or 50% to 70% or so, so then you need to apply much less nutrient, you need to apply much less water. So you draw less and less from the nature for producing the same level of outputs. So these are some of the ways.
Okay, Professor, we've spoken about productivity, also sustainability. The third big aspect is the prosperity of our farmers. And in that context, the Prime Minister reaffirmed in his address at the conference today that the welfare of farmers is central to national progress. From a policy perspective, what, according to you, have been some of the most impactful initiatives by the government in recent years and which have yielded tangible outcomes?
The biggest factor in farmers' prosperity is farmers' income from agriculture sector. That is the biggest factor. There are other factors also, but I think this is the biggest factor, and it also subsumes many other indicators under this. So this government, about 6-7 years back, accepted the recommendation of Swaminathan Farmer Commission, and they adopted new formula for minimum support price, which is paid out cost plus family labor, and on that at least 50% margin is given to the farmers. So I would say that the biggest factor which has contributed to prosperity of farmer in the last 10-11 years is that farmer have been getting much, much better prices for their produce than in the past. I can give you some evidence on that, that in the last 11 years, real prices received by farmers, that is prices of agriculture relative to non-agriculture commodities, have grown by more than 25%. This kind of increase in real prices never happened before in the history of Indian agriculture. We have growth rate in agriculture income which has reached 4.5% per year between year 2015 and year 2024. Again, in the past, in no 10 years period, we got this kind of growth rate in farmer income. And this has also taken us at the top in the world, that among major agriculture producers, the growth rate in agriculture income and agriculture output in last 10 years, not 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, has been highest in the world. We have overtaken even China, which is often quoted in terms of growth rate of agriculture sector. So I would say that many of the things Dr. Swaminathan used to talk, whether it is Nutri-Cereal that has come in the form of Shri Anna, his concern about nature, soil, etc., that has come through the route of this natural farming, promoting this sustainability missions. So I feel that the West a use of ideas of Swaminathan's legacy has been seen in the last 11 years. And I also will go to the extent of saying that the best outcome has also been received in the last 10, 11 years. So this is how I look at that last 11 years, growth rate in income of farming sector and farmers has been highest in any 10-year period in history of Indian agriculture. You look at progress of Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, which cover the risk in the farming. It is not only lonely farmer who are coming for this insurance. Large number of other farmers, they are voluntarily going for this kind of insurance. So we, during last 10 years, have expanded procurement to de-risk, to protect farmer against risk in prices. Then we have expanded this Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana to cover risk in production because of any kind of natural factors.
One last question, Professor, from you. So towards this progress, Professor, that you have just listed out, how crucial has the role of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana been? Because it's got a big push recently with an additional 1,920 crores.
You see, in order to get best return for the farmer agriculture produce, especially if it is perishable kind of things, it must be linked to the processing. So if you look at this Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, you find that in last couple of years, these investment has risen, which is very much consistent with what is happening on demand side. If you look at the consumption data, 11, 12, and recently we have 22, 23, and 23, 24, among different food category, the highest growth is seen in case of processed food. So if this Pradhan Mantri Sampada Yojana is there, then you just find that more and more food is getting processed. And as a result, this help in avoiding glut in the market. This also create alternative market for the farmer produce. Earlier, in many cases, we used to import concentrate from some country and then we used to make the fruit drinks. Mm-hmm. But now you find that most of it is that you have exactly the fruit juices which is there. So like that, there are so many examples. And this was also required because our agriculture has moved from scarcity towards surplus. So when this kind of thing happens, you need to promote demand, you need to create a demand. And demand for processed product is one avenue for that. So Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, I think it is just helping in mopping up produce for processing, to avoid the glut, to avoid the crash in prices, all those kind of things, and also consistent with changes which are happening on demand side. And it is also resulting in increase in export of processed food products from India.
Okay, so significant efforts being made by the government towards equity and inclusion in India's agriculture sector. With that, we'll have to wind up the conversation. Thank you, Professor, for joining us on the program and talking to us about the major efforts and initiatives that are powering India's agriculture sector and empowering India's farming community. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you and welcome.
You were listening to a discussion on Evergreen Revolution, Foundation of Sustainable Agriculture. The participants were Professor Ramesh Chand, member, Niti Aayog, and Tina Jha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.